Listening Library presents The Righteous by Renee Adier. Read for you by Lauren Ezzo. To Stacy Barney and Barbara Powell, who opened the door and took my hand. And for Cyrus and Victor, who are my sun, my moon, and all my stars. I seem to have loved you in numberless forms, numberless times, in life after life, in age after age, forever. My spellbound heart has made and remade the necklace of songs that you take as a gift, wear round your neck in your many forms, in life after life, in age after age, forever. From Unending Love by Rabindranath Tagore. Then I grew up, and the beauty of succulent illusions fell away from me. From The Beautiful and Damned by F. Scott Fitzgerald. Full of vexation come I, A Midsummer Night's Dream, William Shakespeare. She lay as still as death. It unnerved Arjun to see her like that, as if he were listening to the final strains of the Sonata Pathétique, waiting for the music to fade to the rafters before falling to silence. It didn't suit her. Odette Valmont was a triumph, an ode to joy, not a dirge. As usual, he stood apart from his chosen family, now more from habit than anything else. Arjun Desai liked remaining along the fringes. He could see and hear everything, and sure he was never caught unawares. The candlelit darkness around them reminded Arjun of a painting by a Dutch master. Remnants of Odette's perfume, the citrus of neroli oil and roses, clung to the ivory silk drapes of her bed on the top floor of the Hotel du Maine. Arjun's gaze drifted to the five immortals gathered around the still figure of the first vampire he'd considered a true sister. He recalled the moment he'd realized it, not long after he'd arrived to New Orleans over a year ago. She'd brought him a cup of tea. The smell of cardamom and ginger and cinnamon and milk had warmed through to his soul. "I thought you might like some tea," Odette had said. Arjun had looked at her, unable to conceal his surprise.
"You know how to make chai?"
She'd grinned.
"J'ai appris à en faire. I hope it makes you feel it, mon cher."
Then she'd vanished, without another word. The last person who had made him a cup of chai from a place of love was his father. A single tear slid down the cheek of the vampire standing before Arjun, as if he could hear Arjun's thoughts. A tear of bright red blood. When they first met, this vampire had disturbed Arjun the most. An assassin hailing from the Far East, Shin Jayuk kept a collection of razor-sharp weapons, honed from iron, silver, and steel, in a black box beside the coffin he used for sleep. Cross-hatched scars marred his pale skin, and his black hair was styled long to hide his features from view. A look meant to engender fear, one Arjun found highly effective.
"Is there nothing more we might do for her?"
Jay asked. The fay with the ghost-white complexion and the long queue of auburn hair straightened. He turned away from Odette.
"I never said we have exhausted all possible solutions. I said I have done all my skills will allow. Even a blood drinker as unimaginative as you should know the difference, Shin Jayuk."
His disdain was clipped.
"Then what else must be done?"
Jay demanded as he rolled up the sleeves of his linen shirt, preparing for battle.
"Why has Odette still not awakened?"
The Fae's eyes thinned, making him look even less human. Even more like the dangerous creature he was. more like the warrior who'd served for years as Nicodemus Saint-Germain's personal guard. He said nothing, the silence around them thickening. Arjun sighed as he leaned his shoulder against the gilded fluting of the marble column separating the bedchamber from Odette's dressing room, the ornate furniture designed in the style of the 17th century court in Versailles. He understood why Jay was always gunning for a fight. It was the place the vampire felt most at ease, most in his element, just like Arjun, lurking in the shadows. Madeline would put a stop to Jay's penchant for violence. Or Bastian, if he were still here. Bitterness clouded Arjun's thoughts. Sebastian Saint-Germain, the vampire who had inherited the court of the Lion's Crown after the recent demise of his uncle Nicodemus, abandoned them 2 days ago, chasing after Celine Rousseau's jewel-colored skirts. He'd left behind an unforgivably cryptic note. I will return. B. The mother code? As Arjun had predicted, Madeline blurred to Jay's side before wrapping her dark hand around his scarred palm. Jay, please, she beseeched. We appreciate all you've done, Ifan. She dipped her head toward the Fae.
Appreciation is meaningless to me,
Ifan said.
Honor your promise of payment in full for services rendered. That is all I require. If gold is all you desire, you shall have it,
drawled Boone from the foot of the golden four-poster bed.
Mercenary till the end. Just like a goddamned fae.
Even when he cursed, Boone sounded refined. Perhaps all wealthy, young, white men from Charleston were the same.
Indeed,
Ifan countered, an eyebrow crooking upward.
Why should the life of any blood drinker be worth more to me than my fee? My allegiance to your kind died with Nicodemus, and I have no use for gratitude.
He placed a cork stopper in a dark blue vial as he spoke.
I have prevented Odette Vermont from succumbing to the final death, which was no mean feat, given the gaping wound to her throat. I have fulfilled my end of the bargain. My fee is due.
With that, he began wiping his blood-stained copper tools with a length of bleached linen. Boone crossed his tanned arms and pursed his lips to one side of his aquiline face.
How long would she remain like this?
Ifan lifted a shoulder.
As long as she is undisturbed, she could remain as she is for decades to come, which is not much different from death, I suppose.
A snide grin tugged at his lips.
I've heard that a vampire deprived of blood becomes a husk of itself after enough time passes, and often loses their mind in the process.
His grin deepened.
That would likely rile this one's sensibilities beyond measure.
The inhuman Fae glanced from one gilded corner of the room to another.
Odette Vermont was always such a vain creature. Perhaps you can keep her here. Another pretty piece of lifeless art. The Court of the Lion's very own masterpiece.
Jay all but snarled before he spoke.
Torture, you piece of...
I meant it as a compliment,
Ifan said.
Beauty is the only thing worth living for.
Hortense stepped before him, her feet spread shoulder-width apart, her arms akimbo.
You cannot wake her?
She leaned closer, her dark eyes menacing, her French accent harsh.
Or you will not.
Though she bared her fangs at the Fae, her jeweled fingers clutched tightly at a handkerchief stained with crimson tears. They all loved Odette Vermont. Each of the blood-drinking demons Arjun considered family could not fathom a world without her. A lifeless Odette. It was like a sea without salt, or a wine without taste.
You may ask a million times in a million ways, Miss De Mornay.
Ifan matched Hortense, toe to toe.
The answer remains the same. I do not possess the skill to wake or
Sample complete. Ready to continue?